Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio speaking to Abby Chips of Jefferson Softball, her second time making Dream Team. And this year, boy, oh boy, the stats jump off the page. A 683 batting average, 13 runs driven in, 43 scored, striking out just five times, swiping 25 bases. Abby, first off, congratulations again. And wow, what a season for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Let's talk about that season. You put up some pretty gaudy numbers. Not a lot of athletes around here, have put up those type of numbers, especially with that batting average. What goes into you being able to perform at such a high level as a sophomore?
Well, I think like a lot of it, like just like really focusing on like the mechanics and just like really just focusing on getting on base. And a lot for me is like not thinking. Like, for me, not thinking is just a way to clear my mind and just, like, have fun. So step up to the plate and just, let her rip, I guess, is the easiest way to say it.
All right, well, very well. Well, you certainly have let it rip, so to speak, swinging the bat. Again, a 683 batting average. But one thing that was mentioned on your nomination form when Coach Melanie Rugley nominated you, she said, as a sophomore, Abby took a leadership role on the team. She brings a contagious energy to the game and kept her teammates up through hard times. Abby is a coach's dream and a natural leader. I don't know if you've heard those words before, but hearing them now, what's sort of your thought about that?
I mean, it means a lot, especially to hear from like Coach Rugley. She's a great role model of mine. But I mean, just like when it comes to energy, just like she said, like and like what I said earlier, like energy is one thing. It helps me to like not think. It helps me to like just like spread it with the team. And like I build off energy. So whenever I like build other people up and like allow them to build up energy, it also like reflects back onto me and it helps me like during the game.
I mean, have you really thought of what you've been able to accomplish in just 2 years? Have you had a chance to kind of take it in? Are you one to realize it in the moment, or are you one to realize it after the moment?
Well, it's more like an after-the-moment thing, but, like, I always have to tell myself, like, it's never enough, I guess. I'm pretty hard on myself. I'm a perfectionist, but, like, it's more after the fact, like, of, like, wow, I did that. But really, it's like, well, what else can I do? Like, what else can I do? And, like, how can I build other people up to also reach that level?
All right, very cool. As I know from, and I'm sure a lot of people know that are listening, from watching softball, there's never a quiet, dull moment in a dugout. There's always something going on with you girls. You're always constantly yelling, that sort of thing. If you will, kind of share with us some of your favorite chants that the team was able to come up with this last year.
Well, there's not a whole lot of chants, I guess, but just constantly talking. And, like, there was a few nicknames that went around. There was, for the seniors, like, Chris and Reese was Turbo, but which is kind of ironic, I guess you could say, because Kristen's not the fastest one, But there was a few good nicknames that came about, which was always fun and would always crack a giggle in the dugout. But
all right, so
yeah, just always talking.
So with nicknames, what's yours?
Well, I guess I'm just kind of Chips, I guess. Nothing special for me. Or Speedy Gonzalez. I get that one.
Okay.
But other than that.
Well, I was just thinking, if your nickname is Chips, your last name, and you're kind of upset about something, they could call you Salty Chips, maybe.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever called you that?
No, not really.
All right, well, I'll pat myself on the back for that one. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so you're just a sophomore. You play shortstop. You got a lot of high praise from Coach Rugley. What are some things you want to improve while you're playing some summer softball? What are some things you want to work on for next year?
Well, I said this last year too, but power. It's like one thing to get on base with a bunt, but I need to work on bat control and like staying back and driving it through the zone. So getting that ball to the outfield is very important, especially whenever we have. Runners on base, which is an issue with me right now, but working on it with summer softball is going to help, and especially seeing that faster pitching will help as well.
All right, and in terms of the coaches that are helping you out in that regard, who are they?
Well, my head coach is Amanda Mohan now, but her maiden name is Amanda Clack, She just got married this past fall. But she played softball for Bradley University. And she was a slapper her senior year of college. So she knows quite a bit about it, and she's going to be helping me out this summer.
All right, very cool. Well, Abby, congratulations again on your second Dream Team selection. Obviously, you're very talented, and that grabbed the attention of a lot of the area coaches. So congratulations on that front, and best of luck this summer and into the fall.
All right, thank you very much, sir.